Now, I'm delighted to welcome David Moore from Astronomy Ireland, chairperson of Astronomy Ireland, to the programme. David, you're welcome to us once more here on Connemara Community Radio.
Thank you very much.
David, before we go into talking about an event that you have coming up, I think, on the month September the 8th, tell us a little bit about the things in the sky at the moment, because I believe there's a partial eclipse of the moon going up.
There certainly is this Sunday evening. So it should be a fantastic sight for the whole country. We want everybody to watch. It's around the 8 p.m. mark, so nice and convenient time for getting the whole family out. And send us in your best photo. You'll be battling this sort of twilight in that as the sun sets, the moon rises, already eclipse. So most of the moon will be in the Earth's shadow, as seen from Ireland. And as the hour and a half or so from 8 to 9:30 roughly goes on, the moon will move out of the Earth's shadow, but it'll get higher up, and of course the sun will go below the horizon, so it'll get darker. So you're going to be trading off twilight against how high up the moon is. All the time, the moon's coming out of the Earth's shadow. So it starts as a deep partial eclipse. It was total just a few minutes before it rose from Ireland. So we don't officially get a total eclipse, but it'll be near total at sunset, 8 o'clock, Sunday evening. There's a full article and diagrams in Astronomy Ireland magazine, and anyone who gets the magazine has already got those. But if you don't, if you join the society, you're instantly emailed the sky notes of what's happening, and then the paper magazine arrives in the post a day or two later. So go to astronomy.ie, join. If you didn't know about this eclipse, you would have known last week. And also, there was another eclipse in March. If you missed that, well, that's another reason why you should be getting the magazine. It's aimed at the general public, families and kids. So we hope people enjoy looking at all the pretty pictures. And we want to publish your pictures as well, so do email them to us, astronomy.ie. You'll see in the contact section there where to send your pictures.
Okay, so that's really important. Again, it's a wonderful thing for families to watch out for, because, as you say, it's not the middle of the night, so the kids can be still up to look at it. I think something like that always encourages people's interest. If it's, you know, if they can get to see something exciting like that, it really kind of draws them out and makes them more interested. Do you find that those type of things, or shooting stars, or this type of event that will attract people, really helps with people getting involved in astronomy?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we fill 8 pages of the magazine every month with what to see with the naked eye and diagrams showing what they look like to the naked eye. They're aimed at beginners, so anyone can go out and see them. So, for instance, on Monday night, when we have that public lecture we're going to talk about at the moment, the moon is very close to planet Saturn. So the trick on Monday night will be, enjoy the lecture at 7 p.m., sun sets around 8, Saturn rises around 9, and you'll see it right next to the moon. So the big things when something as bright as Saturn, that you can, it's as bright as the brightest stars in the sky, those we really try to get general public interested in, because they'll get hooked. Last night we had 24 Starlink satellites crossing the sky, extremely close together, plainly visible naked eye. Loads of people emailed in pictures of what they saw, and just the fact that they actually saw it, that'll be going into the next magazine. They're flying over again tonight. You'll get the predictions for these on our social media, free of charge. It's 9:22 p.m. So not long to go now. I have my alarm set already a couple of minutes beforehand. I'll go outside and watch them over in the east. 24 little satellites all chasing each other across the sky. It's an incredible sight. Mm-hmm. So when there's something big like an eclipse or something bright near the moon, everybody can see it. And, you know, they're spectacular and they get people hooked. Yeah. And a lot of people join the society as a result.
Absolutely.
It's the most popular astronomy society in the world, because we try to promote these really big events to the general public, all 8 million people on the island.
Yeah, I know that I've seen those satellites myself, and it's been incredible to see. I think it was about 7 or 8 of them, kind of one after the other, and you're kind of saying, what the name of God are all those? And then they just kind of disappear as they go higher or they go lower, whichever way they were going.
They go into the Earth's shadow. That's what actually happened.
Yeah. It's fascinating to see them, and I suppose, obviously, you know, Mr. Musk is doing a lot of good for stuff in some ways. We won't go into any politics or anything, but anyway, it is an exciting thing to watch out for. Now, your lecture then tomorrow, or Monday evening, September the 8th, it is online, so people don't have to go to Blackrock Castle Observatory, but I presume they could be welcome down there as well if they wanted to.
Well, yeah, in fact, she won't be in Blackrock Castle Observatory. She'll be at home doing the talk by Zoom. This is the great thing about Zoom and online lectures now. We were looking for something before the pandemic came up, and we hadn't heard of Zoom. Somebody mentioned once there were lockdowns coming, there's this package called Zoom, I'm going to look into it. And, of course, everyone, I think, knows all about it now. And it's been a godsend to Astronomy Ireland, because most of our members do not live in Dublin. We're a national organization spread all across the country. And it now means everybody can join in with the monthly talks. And it also means we can get people from abroad. So, or in this case, it's only down in Cork. But earlier this year, we had a speaker zooming in from California. A lot of them come in from the UK. They can be anywhere in the world, technically even on the International Space Station. They could link into us. So it's a real leveler for a national organization to be able to have everybody. And I see people buying tickets to the talk from Donegal, Kerry, and all points in between, which is great to see. And on Monday, Danielle Wilcox is the resident astronomer down at Blackrock Castle Observatory in Cork City. And she hunts for black holes and planets going around other stars. This is what she studies. And we get a speaker as an expert in their area to tell the general public what they do and what's the latest on this area of research. So if you want to know about black holes, or you want to know about, I think we have 5,000 planets now have been officially confirmed around other stars, well, Danielle will explain all about that and how it's being done from Cork as well as from all over the world. So astronomy.ie, again, to get your ticket, and then you can sit at home, watch it on your phone, on your laptop, or on your smart TV from the comfort of your own home. Gaffer the whole family for about 45 minutes. She'll tell you about her area of research.
Uh-huh. And I know that in the past, anyway, these were available for people to see afterwards as well. They're recorded or whatever. So is this one going to be available for people to watch if they can't be there on Saturday, Monday night?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I mean, we can supply to people in two ways. One, these days, we just give them the link. And secondly, we can actually post you a DVD of the talks, which is what we had to do in the old days, pre-Zoom, when the talks were recorded in the Dublin theatre that they were given. And then they could be distributed around the country thereafter. But now you can watch them live, you can watch the recording. So again, astronomy.ie will tell you how to do that, so everyone can join in. And that's the ethos of Astronomy Ireland. We aim at all 8 million people on this island. If you have no interest in astronomy, we want you to join Astronomy Ireland because you're missing out.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. Now, just before we finish up, David, you mentioned the eclipse and a few other bits and pieces, but what particular things then should people look out for over the next couple of weeks?
Yeah, well, just briefly, from I tell people, you get the magazine, you're not an expert, immediately it drops your letterbox, turn to page 22, there's a highlights box there, and it'll tell you what to see. And just the highlights of the highlights, about a dozen of them every month, is that the International Space Station starts blazing across the sky at the end of next week. In the evening sky, you'll see that, people on board that spacecraft. The moon's going to pass in front of the seventh sister star cluster, something you'll need a pair of binoculars to see, but really a fantastic sight in binoculars. Jupiter is getting extremely bright in morning skies, and it's going to be very close to the moon on the 16th. And then Venus, which is in the morning skies as well, is very close to the moon on September 19th. And then the big event for us is at the end of the month, the 20th of September, the Electric Picnic of Astronomy takes place, when we set up giant telescopes from all over the country in the Wicklow Mountains, invite all 8 million people to join us to see the wonders of the universe in a really dark sky with a professionally catered barbecue as well. Some big talks are bringing the BBC's new Sky at Night presenter, George Stransfield, to give our first ever talk in Ireland. And there'll be rocket launches as well. And the key thing to see this year is the planet Saturn has its rings tipped almost edge on. You won't see that again for 15 years. So no matter where you live on the island, I know some people fly in from abroad as well, but most people on the island come to the Starbecue on Saturday, the 20th of September. It's once a year. It's a big fundraiser for the society. You can get your tickets on astronomy.ie now. Hundreds have already bought them. Let's make it thousands and make it a night to remember.
Okay. Well, David, this is as usual. It's been wonderful talking to you, and thank you so much for being with us. And as I say, people just get onto astronomy.ie, they get all the information there, join up, and as you say, it's posted out. But thank you so much for being with us.
My pleasure.
Good luck. Bye. That's David Moore there, chairperson of Astronomy Ireland, and of course a wonderful group to be part of. And if you have any interest in astronomy and you want to learn more and more, just go on to astronomy.ie, as I say there. And lots of stuff coming up, and of course, as he said there, the big thing now would be the eclipse on Sunday night, and then that talk on Monday. And if you go onto astronomy.ie, you'll find the information there as well.